A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 12th chapter, verses 13 to 27. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them, or should we not? But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius, and let me look at it. And they brought one, and he said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. Jesus said to them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and the things to God the things which are God's. And they marveled at him. And the Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died left no offspring. And the second took her, and died, leaving no offspring, and the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife. Jesus said to them, Is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. For when they rise from the dead, they will neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Paul Meske, Christ Lutheran Church, Brooksville, Florida.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Palm Sunday begins the events that lead up to our reading for today, Mark 12, 13-27. That Monday, Jesus clears the temple of the buyers and sellers, calling them a den of robbers, causing hatred in the hearts of the chief priests and teachers of law. On Tuesday of that week, Jesus curses the fig tree and tells his followers that faith in God has that much power and more. After arriving in Jerusalem, again walking in the temple, and please remember what happened just the day before, the chief priests and teachers of law and the elders question Jesus' authority. Jesus says, in answer, Whose baptism was John's, God's or man's? Unable to answer the question, or unwilling, Jesus does not answer their question of where he gets his authority from. Now in chapter 12, Jesus tells a parable that is pointed directly at the chief priests and teachers of the law, the parable of the tenants. Again, inflamed with anger, they desire to arrest him, but fear the crowd following and listening to Jesus. Their plan to trap Jesus involved the Herodians, a political faction, and not friends of the Pharisees. But working a plan to catch Jesus in his words, and remember, please, God knows all things, and we cannot outsmart God. First, using false flattery, and then they strike their thought-out question. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we? Jesus, asking why they're trying to trap him, then says, Give me a denarius. Giving him the denarius already proved that they are living in the Roman reality of life and subject to Rome. Caesar's portrait is on the denarius with the inscription, Tiberius Caesar Augustus, son of the divine Augustus. In Latin, of course. Simple. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God. Those who tried to trap Jesus were amazed. We might say befuddled. The faith we were brought into through baptism comprehends Jesus and his words. We are citizens and we are subject to the law and taxes of the land. As citizens of this country, we pay what we are taxed to honor the government that God has placed and put in place. Jesus also paid his taxes, as we read in Matthew 17, when the tax for he and Peter was in the mouth of a fish, as Jesus told Peter it would be. We are also to give God what is God's, his rightful place in our hearts and lives, blessing others with his name and worshiping him, even as he feeds us with Jesus' very body and blood, with the bread and wine in Holy Communion, and with scriptures, his word, and allowing us to worship in real time with those in heaven. Our liturgy in the proper preface states, therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you. We celebrate our citizenship in heaven, bought through the death and resurrection of Jesus as the payment for all sin and credited to those who believe on his name. As we are citizens of heaven too, we strive to love our neighbors as ourselves, loving as Jesus first loved us. Jesus' teachings were amazing then and now. Jesus teaches us how to interact with those outside the faith, not with harshness, but in love, a love that saves us, a love that nurtures us, and a love that guides our lives. Jesus' words still save today. Witness to your faith and your citizenship in heaven. My prayer is that we might all be able to say and respond as Joshua did in saying, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." God's richest blessings to each and every one of you, this day and always. Amen.
We thank Pastor Paul Meskey for our meditation on God's Word.